And there's always then awakening to the way things are. So if you were in a tent, it would have been a long night maybe, and perhaps you didn't get good night's sleep. So what's the mood of the mind if you didn't sleep well? And if it's negative, then right from the moment you wake up, don't believe in those negative thoughts. Just know the mood is the mood. So right when you wake up, what is the mood of the mind? What are the emotions of the dream world which are coming through into waking consciousness? What kind of thinking process does that produce? If it's negative, don't go there, and so on. So that you really know yourself from moment by moment. Sometimes you'll come out of the dream world with the heart very open, out of sleep, very open-hearted. Sometimes you might be grumpy. So awakening and then moving to the skillful, abandoning the unskillful. And then from knowing the way things are, making a determination to try to stay with the present moment. Rather than dwelling in the past or future. So you make intentions, determinations. As I was saying last night, then choosing where you're going to meditate, making that intention. So you're constantly bringing this clarity into consciousness and countering the momentum of unskillful habits. So when we don't train the mind, it's just like gravity. We just drift with that which is habitual and oftentimes unskillful. So the training of the mind is this awakening, uplifting, and then inclining towards the good, the wholesome, the beautiful, the open-hearted, the compassionate, generous, the still, the silent, those kinds of inclinations.